Raleen, can we just talk about Yom HaShoah and the observance in Israel, the speeches from Rivlin and Netanyahu, and give us all the updates?
Well, Yom HaShoah starts in Israel at sunset. It starts at sunset last night. I heard Simon talking a little bit about the ceremony, the tekes at Yad Vashem. It was opened last night by President Reuven Rivlin and Prime Minister Netanyahu. And as you can well imagine, over the last year, the rise in anti-Semitism, including reports from the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, saying that it's risen to levels similar to those before World War II. In fact, in the United States, incidents have tripled, and it's been the deadliest year for American Jews. Reuven Rivlin opening up and warning about the problems of aligning with ultra-right or ultra-nationalist governments. He cited or he alluded to Hungary in particular. Now, at the moment, Hungary and Israel have very, very good relations, but there is an element that is a great cause for concern, and that is its extreme right leaning elements within the government. Netanyahu also speaking for longer than he usually speaks, speaking about the fact that Jewish communities around the world, especially in Europe and now in the United States, are under threat. And he cited Iran and the pervasive threat by the Iranians to wipe Israel off the face of the planet, as well as citing singling out the New York Times for their anti-Semitic cartoon, as well as talking about the shooting in Poway, San Diego, in a Chabad shul this past weekend. It was very, very moving, very, very powerful to see the six survivors light the masuot of the Shoah, the torches for the Shoah, because we really, every single day, we are losing more and more of our survivors. But a few hours later, we were also reminded of the elements on our borders who want our destruction when rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel, setting off the Tseva Adom in the south. And this is in breach of the unofficial ceasefire that is in place, and the IDF responding by targeting sites within the Gaza Strip. Moving to today and 10 o'clock, the entire country came to a complete standstill as the Yom HaShoah siren wailed across the country for 2 minutes. You know, it doesn't matter where you are, whether you were in the gym, whether you were driving, wherever you are, people took that time to reflect, to think, and to honor those that we have lost. And I think this year more than ever, it feels more heavy, it feels more poignant, not just because time is marching on, but because of the situation that we are facing in the world today. And with the rise in anti-Semitism, the American Joint Committee under the leadership of David Harris have signed an agreement with senior Islamic officials to take them on a visit to the Auschwitz death camp in Poland to try and explain and to try and get them to understand the Jewish narrative, to work for cooperation. And I think that this is the only way that we are going to perhaps derail this hatred train, is if we start to understand each other's narratives. And I don't think anyone could visit a place like Auschwitz, the graveyard of the Jewish people, without understanding why we are so extremely concerned and so worried about where we're holding now with levels of anti-Semitism.
Quite remarkable, Raleen. Also last night I was watching the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, don't know his first name, somebody or other, Soleimani. I mean, the man was not threatening to start a war with Israel in order to create a Palestinian state. He was having a genocidally insane moment of threatening complete and utter annihilation. I mean, that's where the man was going. And to live under that kind of threat, it, you know, really?
Well, that is the kind of threat that the state of Israel lives under. And then the more we allow it to be unchecked on social media, on, you know, places like Facebook, like Twitter, the more that we kind of sweep these statements under the carpet, the more it is allowed to flourish. And, you know, we took a vow, Kath, Simon, we said never again. Well, never again is now. And it is up to absolutely everybody to play their role. I mean, Austria, within the last couple of minutes, in an interview with a Jewish week, Sebastian Kurz, the Chancellor of Austria, has said that Austria is implementing the strictest anti-Nazism laws. And it's a step in a very, very positive direction.
Very interesting. Rolene, we've got to get some news headlines from Sasha. Will you please stay with us? Is it possible to stay with us for 5 minutes?
Only because you ask so nicely.
Oh, thank you. I do apologize that we came to you.
It's okay.
All right, let's get some news headlines from Sasha Starr. Sasha, what do you have?
In the headlines, the cartoonist behind the New York Times cartoon has blamed Jewish propaganda. Islamic Jihad warns of targeting Israeli cities, and the number of road deaths have decreased.
Thank you.
More on those stories and others at the top of the hour.
Thank you, Sasha Starr. All right, Rolene, you're with us.
I don't even know where to start commenting on that. I think everybody who's listening knows which headline I'm talking about.
Yes, we do. The Portuguese man can't understand why there was a problem. Just can't get it.
I think it has been explained under no certain circumstances to him. It's one thing, because I see here I've got the headline in front of me. He spoke to CNN and he says he's got the utmost respect for Jews, but they're not above criticism. You know, there's one thing to criticize legitimately the state of Israel. There is another one. There is another way to demonize, as we saw. And we remember these past nearly 24 hours, the Jewish people. That's one of the three Ds that Natan Sharansky actually says constitutes anti-Semitism. And he says that accusations of anti-Semitism are being made through the Jewish propaganda machine. And that takes us right back. I don't know what you guys think, but I think this takes us right back to the protocols of the Elders of Zion. It takes us right back to allegations that we are controlling, that we run the world. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why it is an imperative on all of us to stand up to anti-Semitism.
One wonders if it's even at all possible to have a dialogue with someone like that in order to convince them just why they've got it so completely wrong. I don't know. I don't think it is, but
He seems to be, judging by his comments. You know, the other day he said that it was to demonstrate criticism of Israel's policies, and fine, you know, Israel has the most is a robust democracy, and we have criticisms of policy from within the country. But this, taking it to a statement where he calls it the Jewish propaganda machine.
Yeah.
The Jewish propaganda machine. Listen to those three words very carefully, everybody, because that is telling us exactly the sentiments that this man is thinking.
There are those who claim that education is so pivotal in preventing occurrences like this in the future. And related to that is something that you've highlighted and a story that came out today. Most Austrians don't know that 6 million Jews were killed. How can that possibly be?
This is... It's unbelievable, but the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany did a survey recently, and apparently 56% of Austrians between the ages of 18 to 34 don't know. Not don't believe, don't know that 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. And, you know, one can't negate the role that Austria played in the Holocaust. The images of Anschluss are seared into our head, and the role of Austria, and that's not to mention the fact that, Hitler was educated in Austria. It's absolutely dumbfounding. And God, and maybe I'm going to sound a little sentimental at the moment. The role that Chai FM and that you guys do and that all of us do in making sure that people are educated right now is of the most paramount importance.
Yeah. Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it. And when we speak to you on Monday, hopefully the world will be a better place.
Yes,
amen, Kathy. Amen. From your mouth, my friend, to the masses.